online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Joanna Earl.
A High Court judge is to hear new evidence which could decide the future of the terminally ill baby, Charlie Gard. The 11-month-old's parents want him to undergo a radical treatment in America. Most British medical experts are questioning the benefits, though. Doctors have delayed switching off Charlie's life support. His mum, Connie, says she thinks it's worth giving it a try.
The cells in his brain are not getting the energy they need, but this medication has a more than 50% chance of crossing the blood-brain barrier and improving things. So there's no guarantee will work, but it should be up to 10% chance of this medication working overall for Charlie, improving his quality of life.
Sky's Adele Robinson is outside the High Court and says there are a number of possible outcomes.
The most likely will be that the judge will probably adjourn proceedings until a later date when he would make a decision after thinking over the evidence. And another hearing has actually been listed for Thursday.
KM FM News.
A man accused of killing another man found dead at a house in Margate has appeared in court via video link. The 38-year-old was discovered at a property in Ethelbert Terrace a week ago. The 24-year-old has been remanded in custody. He'll enter a plea at the end of the month. A Kent nightclub boss is recovering from surgery after being stabbed in the stomach. Carl Ahmad was taken to hospital after being injured outside Vivid on the High Street in Herne Bay in the early hours of yesterday. It's thought the suspect had been told to leave the venue by doormen. So far, no one's been arrested.
This is KMFM.
Theresa May is going to admit she needs to listen to opposition parties to deal with issues like Brexit. The Prime Minister says this shows her commitment to change Britain is undimmed, but Labour reckons it suggests she's run out of ideas. Here's First Secretary of State and Ashford MP Damian Green.
We can do politics one of two ways. We can either just sit in our trenches and shell each other, or if there are issues of overwhelming national importance, then we can work together. And obviously Brexit is one.
Parents in Kent are being warned about a new feature on social media that could be telling people exactly where their children are. Snap Maps on Snapchat broadcast your precise location unless you disable it. A leading charity is worried it's putting young people in the county at risk of being groomed, stalked or bullied. Emma Motherwell is from the NSPCC.
Children do often add people that they don't know. Some of our latest research actually found that 36% of young people had added someone online that they don't know in the last 6 months. So the potential for that is quite considerable.
You can turn on ghost mode to hide your location, and Snapchat have said users' safety is very important to them. Three people have been hurt following a crash involving a police car in Margate. It happened on Eastern Esplanade just before 7:30 last night. They were taken to hospital with what are thought to be minor injuries. Southern are running an amended timetable today as members of the RMT union go on strike. They're walking out for 24 hours in a dispute over staffing and driver-only trains. It's affecting services from Tunbridge and Ashford. And the director, Christopher Nolan, claims he didn't realise how famous Harry Styles was when he cast him in Dunkirk. He says he heard about the One Direction star from his children, but he wasn't familiar with him. The filmmaker says Harry is perfect for his role in the Second World War drama.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Now with the very latest from Wimbledon and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, every single player left in the draw at Wimbledon competes for a spot in the quarterfinals today. Andy Murray continues his title defence by taking on Frenchman Benoit Paire and admits it could be a tough match.
He moves well, takes a lot of chances, he goes for his shots. He can be quite up and down, but he seems to have played pretty well so far. And yeah, I expect that to be tricky.
Johanna Konta faces Caroline Garcia, Djokovic, Nadal, Federer and Venus Williams are also all in action. Cricket and Kent have won their first game in this season's T20 Blast. Daniel Bell Drummond hit 90 not out as the Spitfires reached their victory target of 167 set by Essex Eagles at Beckenham. Earlier, new signing Jimmy Neesham took 3 wickets but says they can't get carried away.
It's a long tournament, 14 games or something ridiculous like that. So it's one game, one win, and we're certainly not getting ahead of ourselves. We'll look to the end of next week. Hopefully to go 2 or 3 from 3 would be the ideal start.
And in football, Everton striker Romelu Lukaku's pretty much confirmed he's joining Manchester United. Jose Mourinho's side had a bid accepted last week, thought to be worth an initial £75 million.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.